we're going to talk a little bit today about everything from War Road to south of Bemidji, quite a ways. We're also going to get a chance to visit about everything from north of Detroit Lakes all the way down to Benson, because these two zones have a lot of construction going on. Leslie Seitz is with us. Leslie is, well, one of those individuals. She's the public affairs coordinator for Minnesota DOT District 2. Also, Emma Olson joins us. She's the public affairs coordinator for District 4, which is West Central Minnesota. Ladies, good to have you on News and Views. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's the thing. I think what we'll do is do this by district if we can, because everybody from these two areas, there's a lot of people listening to you from these two areas. So like anything, let's work from south to north. Emma, what are the big projects in your district?
So for West Central Minnesota, obviously, especially in the Moorhead area, the 11th Street Underpass project is a significant project, not just for the community, but for MnDOT. This is a big one. So the underpass, 11th Street right now, First Avenue is closed. 11th Street portions are closed as well. And so significant traffic impacts for the community for the next 3 years.
You know, people have been dying for this for a long time. They're not going to like it for a while. You know that. You've been through all this. As a public coordinator, you know the phone calls you're going to get. But in the end, they're going to want to find you and high-five your team. I mean, this 11th Street underpass has been, they've been dying for it.
It's been many, many, many years in the making, and so we're really happy to be here and to start it. Obviously, like you said, construction is not enjoyable for everybody, but if we're all working together, being patient, navigating these work zones safely together, we'll get through these next 3 years.
Emma, a big project like this, we're talking with Minnesota DOT, and everybody knows it's on 11th Street in Moorhead. Who's the partners on this? How much does everybody have to throw in to make this happen?
Well, this is a partnership project. We, the city of Moorhead, Clay County, BNSF, all the different partners, and just the community itself. I mean, we've really been working with residents, with businesses to make this happen, because it, like you said, it's a much needed project. Emergency services has been also a really big partner. The fire department is right there. And so working with them to make sure that they can still get in and out during construction has been an important part of this project.
Yeah, I remember when the pressure was being put on, the please, 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 can we finally have this? Governor Walz was here in studio with me, and he was putting this as one of the high priorities on what he needs to get done. And when that happened, I was like, all right, this thing's finally going to happen. I mean, Emma, this was like, okay, it's getting the attention of everyone in the state of Minnesota. And then, of course, the infrastructure funding bill came through, and that didn't hurt as well. What else is going on in West Central Minnesota?
So we also have, starting in about 2 weeks, April 13th is the date, a complete street reconstruction project in Pelican Rapids. So Highway 59 and Highway 108 will be there for the next 2 years. This is also a really significant project for that community, working very closely with the city, with the county, with the business community and the residents to make this happen. We're going to be building two roundabouts as part of that project. A lot of sidewalk upgrades, and the most significant piece of the project is city utility upgrades. There's 20 plus blocks of city utility work that needs to get done, and so it's going to be done as kind of part of this project. And it's going to be a big one. Lots of detours, lots of different ways people can get around. We have the river right there, so it kind of makes detours challenging because we have to find routes that are going to work to get over that river. And so we appreciate people just following the signed detours and just being patient as we work through that one too.
And here's the other part. Traffic increases so much during the months that we're talking about here. I'm going to take a risk here, Emma. I don't know if the state had money in, the project right to the east of, or to the west, I should say, of Wendell, Minnesota last year. But and I travel that a lot. I travel it a lot because I live down in that neck of the woods. And when I go to the cities or go to Alex or St. Cloud, that was miserable. That was like, oh, man. And now I love it. I just am so glad you did it. I mean, it's the perfect example of what I've been getting at.
Yeah, it definitely, I think that's the goal, right? Is that we get to fix these roads. Once we're in, we get it done. And then the goal is that we're not coming back for another 20 plus years. That is always the goal when we come in and do these projects.
Yeah. Well, let's head to Emma, or I should say Leslie. Leslie in the North Country, you know, your window to fix things actually gets a little shorter, does it not, up in the North Country?
Yes, it does. Emma and I were just talking about that. You know, April is probably our most unpredictable month as far as weather goes. You know, we can do, sometimes we've had construction announcements the same week as a blizzard, the same week as flooding announcements. So it can be pretty unpredictable, you know, and same goes for the fall, you know, when, you know, our completion date may be in October and then the snow starts flying October 1st. So it is pretty unpredictable up here, but we seem to make it happen, you know.
So in April, you don't plan a lot of jobs around Oslo, is what you're telling me.
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Up there with the drone taking shots of the flooding in that area, for sure.
Okay, what big projects do you have?
So around East Grand Forks, we have a big project coming up starting in May, Highway 220 going north up to County Road 23. We're going to reconstruct the highway into concrete, and we also have culvert replacements. So that's a big project for us in the area. And as Emma had mentioned, you know, most people's concerns with these type of projects is the detour. So, yes, we do have a detour on this project, and also there's a nearby project that we've partnered with Polk County at a roundabout on Highway 75 just north of Crookston. And so those both of those projects have detours. And so folks listening, you know, that travel from East Grand Forks to, let's say, Thief River, they might encounter both of those project detours. So we do have all that information up on our website, and people can always check 511 and plan before they go and know what, you know, the safest route, follow the signed detour, and plan it that way.
So, Leslie, I want to ask you this. The contracts that you've let out, I mean, you already have those out. You know who the contractors are that are working on this. Do you put bonuses for early completion in those contracts?
They usually do. Those, you know, specifics, I wouldn't have that information, but they do have early completion dates where the contractor would get bonuses, yeah.
Okay, then let me ask you both that question in a different way. How tough was it to get people to bid on these contracts? Normally, I know a lot of contractors that would be fighting over these contracts, but they can't find the workers they want. So did you get competitive bids on these contracts?
Yeah, I would say for most of our projects, we do get, you know, a lot of different varying bids for these projects. And for the underpass in particular, we actually used a kind of a unique process for MnDOT. Only 8 projects are used in, I think, ever for this particular process. It's called contract management or construction management general contractor, CMGC. And so we actually worked with the general contractor during the design phase of the project. It's a way to kind of bring on that construction contractor during the design phase to mitigate some of the risks and start to think through some of the feasibility and constructability of the project. Just knowing, especially with the underpass, that there is a huge risk with this. And we, you know, we had Ames Construction is our prime contractor on the project. And they were the contractor during that process as well. So a little unique for that one. But yeah, we definitely have, I feel like anytime you have these big projects, we do get some really good competitive bids for that work.
And I'm gonna go to the other zone too, because it's relevant in both.
Yeah, we do get competitive bids for all of our projects. And, you know, what's interesting is sometimes a bid will come in where it's quite a bit lower than what we had estimated. And then we have the next project where it comes in a little bit higher than what we've estimated. So it is quite interesting when we get these in that, you know, the competition is there.
Okay, who can tell me the answer to this question? The status of Highway 34 between Osage and Park Rapids?
Well, funny you say that, because Emma and I actually share that project.
Okay, so I did nail it. I couldn't. I'm sitting here looking at the zones, and I'm like, all right, I don't know which one to ask this, you know?
Yeah, so Emma's district, District 4, was in the planning and the design of this project, and now our district will be constructing it. So that one also does include a detour, and the contractor for that one will be starting in May, May 13th to be exact. So people can expect a detour for that, but good news is it's not so bad. I think the detour is somewhere around 7 miles, Emma. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, in comparison to our 34 project last year, which we had a significantly longer detour, and so I think residents in the area will be a little easier to deal with this year's detour.
Well, and I'm sure you guys got calls because we got love shared through the radio with that project last year. So I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it was a big one, but it was definitely needed. And if you take that road now, it's beautiful and smooth. So hopefully it was all worth it in the end.
There was a lot of tough decisions also that had to be made off the road. I remember
correct.
That really well. So guys, and we'd be remiss if we didn't do this. Those construction workers are in the way or are in danger's way out there. And so we need to give them space, give them time and do what they say. Fair?
Totally. Yeah. Work zone safety is everyone's responsibility. And so it's really important for the public. If you're driving through a work zone, please slow down, give everybody room to work, follow those signed detours, and put down any distractions because we just want everybody to get home safely.
Yeah. Guys, if anything comes up that you need to get out, call us. We'll help you, okay?
Sounds great.
You bet.
We appreciate it.
Emma, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us.